When you read through the document list which the Immigration Department put out for the purposes of an investment visa application, you see that what they're really looking for is to have details of the capital available to the business and the financial situation of the company. They want to know about the shareholders and the size of their shareholdings and proof in this regard. They want to know about the directors, again with proof. They need to know about the office arrangements and other business premises. They want to understand the future staffing arrangements. They also want to have full details on the nature of the business. So it becomes very important to address particularly these heads of information requests so that the Immigration Department can be empowered to make the right decisions. The key thing about the financial documents is that these empower the Immigration Department to ascertain the prowess of the company forming the basis of the investment business. The principal reason for this information is to determine the viability of the business as an economic entity. So there's no need specifically for the company to have accounts which show a profit as such. The main interest is in the turnover figure and the business potential that the company has in the near future. Often companies do not have accounts as such which are ready for submission, and it's often the case that the owners and directors of the company feel that to produce accounts earlier than the very last moment prior to submission for audit, which is usually 18 months after the company's first started, is a problematic thing, and try to fudge the issue with the Immigration Department. This is because the Immigration Department needs such information to undertake its due diligence procedures, and if you don't have this information available, it can seriously compromise your application and the Immigration Department will not be able to approve it. You're sending a negative message to the Immigration Department, and that is that you don't take your legal responsibilities seriously. These types of negative messages should be avoided at all costs. In the same vein, however, the Immigration Department's also quite realistic in the sense that companies often need time to prepare accounting information and will usually allow 3 to 4 weeks for submission of this information if such time is needed. In respect of staffing arrangements, the Immigration Department will expect to see what your plans are for your future staff, and indeed have the details of the existing staff that you've got working for you. They'll expect to see full details, that's names, Hong Kong identity card numbers, salary, job title, date of employment commencement, and projected number of employees in the coming 12-month period. At this stage, many companies make a big mistake, creating a great deal of trouble for themselves. You see, any expatriate staff who do not hold unconditional stay status for the right of abode in Hong Kong and are to be included on this list must currently officially be sponsored by the company. If not, the Immigration Department will likely pick up this anomaly and take both the individual and the company to task for such an unauthorised employment. This is one of the tools through which the Immigration Department monitor lawful sponsorship of employment visa holders by duly authorised sponsoring employers. Similarly, with existing expatriate staff who are in the process of requesting the approval of the Director of Immigration to authorise a change in sponsorship arrangements from one sponsoring employer to another, it's important to remember that the consent of the Director of Immigration to such an arrangement must be secured before the employment with the alternate sponsor can commence. In respect of the commercial activity of the business, you have an opportunity to provide a plethora of details on exactly what it is that's bringing you to make your application for an investment visa in the first place. And this can include a list of buyers and suppliers, these are actual or planned, sources and the markets you're intending to serve, a detailed synopsis on the nature of the business opportunity, the worst and best case scenarios during the currency of the business plan, and differentiating factors of the investment business compared to similar businesses already operating in Hong Kong. A detailed business plan introducing the company and its business, showing cash flow projections, anticipated levels and costs of sales, staffing requirements, the commercial rationale and the plans for future expansion. Company brochure or company profiles, sales publications, website content printouts, press articles and any similar promotional type materials which verify the business nature of the company. General proofs of business and commercial transactions, for example, can include trading documentation, shipping documents, invoices, letters of credit, import-export, custom declarations, contracts, agency and distribution agreements. The list goes on. You might wish to provide a report on the mode of operations, that is, details of your business activities and the types of business services provided, providing details blow by blow of how the business will work, which parties are involved, and the flow of finance through the company. A list of the business connections that you have in Hong Kong and in China, as well as overseas, and how all these interrelate and interplay with each other. Making specific reference to those business connections who will actively support the investment business in Hong Kong can aid your application tremendously, as can cooperation with local manufacturers and providers of service, because this is a key part. The Immigration Department wish to see Hong Kong benefiting as a whole. Making concerted efforts to use local manufacturers and other service providers will assist greatly in satisfying the part of the test that calls for the applicant's business to widely benefit the HKSAR. As always, actions speak louder than words. If it can be definitively proven that such local business concerns are being utilised, evidence of such should be provided in express support of your application.